So today we will talk about the outdoors propagation, and there are three main analyses in acoustics. The first is the analysis of the source, the second is the analysis of the propagation of sound, and the third is the analysis at the receivers. Today we will talk about propagation of waves, and we will talk about outdoor propagation. Okay. So the main formula is the D'Alembert equation. You don't have to learn this, you only have to know that it exists. And the idea is that using the potential phi of the acoustic field, you are able to describe everything that happens in a space. Okay. So the idea is that phi packs together the particle velocity and the pressure. Okay. So if you are able to obtain phi in every point of the space and at any time, you can obtain, using these formulas, the particle velocity and the pressure. As you remember, the particle velocity is a vector, therefore it is constructed by three numbers that are the velocity in all the three directions, in x, y, and z, and the pressure. Therefore, knowing the particle velocity and knowing p means that you know four things. Okay. And the D'Alembert equation describes the sound field, and describes the sound field when the medium is still. In order to describe how waves propagate into a medium that is running, you should use the Navier-Stokes equation. But on acoustic, in this course, we will only talk about medium that are still. Therefore, the D'Alembert equation will solve every problem. It is not easy to obtain the potential phi for all kind of sources. The analytic solution, it is only known for plane waves and for spherical waves. So the mathematical solution, it is not easy, and it is known only for these two kinds of waves. Today we will talk about the spherical sound field. You can think about a spherical sound field as a sound field that is produced by a pulsating sphere. So you can consider a sphere with a known radius uppercase R, and you can think about the fact that the sphere is pulsating. Therefore, it grows and became smaller, okay? And you can think about that as it is as the velocity as a sinusoidal form. So you can think about the velocity on the surface of the sphere as a constant Vmax that is modulated by a cosine, when W is the frequency, or better, as you probably know, W is 2 pi Greek F. So the cosine has a frequency. As you see here, there is another quantity that is called source strength, that is simply the multiplication between the maximum particle velocity, the modulus of the speed of the particle velocity, and the surface. Okay. Okay. As I told you just 2 minutes ago, it is possible, if you are able to obtain the potential phi, it is possible to obtain the particle velocity and the pressure. This is the solution. So this is the solution for velocity and for pressure when there are spherical waves. So here you will see the fact that velocity and pressure are imaginary numbers. In the real world, velocity is not imaginary, and even also pressure is not imaginary. But it is typical when you think about waves to introduce the concept of imaginary number in order to let the calculus being simpler. Okay, it is something that it is a legacy from electronical and stuff like that, you know, Tesla for alternate current made this kind of calculus. Therefore, on acoustic you use the solution of other topics. Okay. But the things that you have to understand and notice is how the modulus of velocity changes when you go far and near from the source. Okay, so we want to see what changes in velocity if you go near the surface of the sphere that is pulsating and far from the sphere. To do this, you have to obtain the modulus. So, okay, k is the wave number. It is a number that is in relation with the frequency. It is in relation with the wavelength. So k changes every time you change frequency. So now we will make some exercise, and we will fix a frequency, but you have to remember that this formula, the value changes if you change k, and then changes, the formula changes if you change F. Okay, so let's see the modulus. This is the modulus of the velocity. And now we want to understand what happens if you go far from the sphere or if you go nearer the sphere. So, as I told to you, you have to fix a frequency in order to this kind of calculus. Okay. So, this is the sphere, this is me, and this is the distance between me and the sphere. Once you have fixed a frequency, you can think about that. And if k multiplied by r becomes larger than 1, okay, in this modulus, this is the main quantity, okay, because r is very large and is larger than the lowercase r. Is larger than the uppercase R. Therefore, inside this square root, the main quantity is this. And therefore, you can simplify with this R. And so you see that the modulus goes like 1/R. In the other case, when k multiplied by R is lower than 1, the modulus goes as 1 divided r squared. Okay. This is important, so this is the same things, and the idea is that you have to fix a frequency. because as this is the equation to think about, k multiplied by r is bigger than 1, this the idea is that to compare this number we have to fix k, because r depends on the wavelength. So if this is r and the wavelength is this, r is not so much. But if the wavelength is this, r is a great number. So fixed a frequency, you have to you are near the source or far from the source. This depends on the frequency that you are analyzing. You could be near for a frequency and far from another. Okay, and this is important when you sing with a microphone, because so this is the picture of what I've said. So you fixed at R, it is near or far. You have to fix a frequency and fix a wavelength. So let's talk about microphone. You see here that if you are far, pressure and particle velocity goes like this. Instead, if you are near, velocity is bigger than pressure, because r is becoming less than 1, so if you square the number, the velocity grows faster than p. So it's a mathematical, if you do the calculus, it is this. R is less than 1, so if you square the number, the square of r is less, and therefore 1 divided by r square becomes big, and it is bigger than p. So if you go near the source, the velocity grows, and grows faster than the pressure. Okay, there is more velocity than pressure if you are near a sphere that is pulsating. And this is important when you sing. In fact, there are microphones, as an example, the cardioid microphone, that are the typical microphone that is used by a singer, that measure even the velocity, not the pressure and the velocity. So, as an example, as you probably know, an omnidirectional microphone, okay, is able to measure pressure, only pressure. A cardioid measure pressure and velocity. So the idea is, remembering this equation, if you go near the microphone, and therefore you are near for long wavelength, therefore you are near for low frequency, okay, this frequency will be boosted. Okay, so the idea is that if you use a cardioid microphone, if you put the microphone inside your mouth, the low frequencies will be increased. So it is not only for show that singer change the distance between the microphone and the voice, but you can think about that as a kind of real-time equalization. If the microphone is far from the mouth, there are less low frequencies. If the microphone is near the mouth, the sound became more, there are more low frequency. So when you sing, you can change the spectrum of your voice, decide how to put the microphone far from your mouth. Okay. Now we will talk about the impedance. The impedance is defined as the ratio between pressure and particle velocity. Okay. If I'm going too fast, please stop me or okay. So the idea of this slide is that you have to understand that if you want to produce low frequencies, you need a big sphere. You can think about a speaker, okay, a loudspeaker to play music. If you want that the speaker plays low frequencies, you have to design a big, you have to build a big speaker. If the speaker is little, it cannot produce low frequencies. And this depends on the impedance. In fact, if you calculate the impedance on the surface of a pulsating sphere, therefore R is equal to the uppercase R, and you make the same calculus for different uppercase R, you will see that once you have fixed one frequency, so fixing a K, if the lowercase r, that is the same as the radius of the pulsating sphere, is bigger, the imaginary part has less effect. If the sphere is little and you maintain the same frequency and you calculate the impedance on the surface, the imaginary part grows up. And it is known that if pressure and particle velocity has a phase shift of 90 degrees, the surface is not able to put its energy on the space. So the idea of this is that if you have a little sphere, it is difficult to put the low frequency on the environment. In order to have a speaker that is able to produce low frequencies, the speaker has to be big. Okay. And so this is the a figure that illustrates this. So the idea is that if KR is a big number, the impedance, the modulus of the impedance will grow up. Therefore, it is easier to transmit energy in the field. Therefore, if KR became littler, the impedance will be reduced. Therefore, it is difficult to transmit energy in the field. And this depends on the frequency that you are analyzing. So remember that all these calculus are defined once you have fixed a frequency. And this is the phase. As I told you, if you are far from the sphere, velocity and pressure are quite in phase, and there are a big energy. Instead, when they are with a 90 degrees of shift, it is difficult to transfer the intensity in the field. And when you are far from a pulsating sphere, you are in a field that is a plane field. So the spherical waves far from the source are plane waves. So this is the sphere. If you are near, you see the fact that this is a circle. If you are far, for you, okay, this is this. If you are far, this is more or less a plane wave that is propagating. Okay, so the far from the sphere, you cannot. It is not a spherical wave, but the sphere becomes a flat, became flat. So it is a plane wave. Okay. Now we have to talk about how the intensity of a sound field changes when you go far from the source. Okay. So the idea is you have a point source with a power, and if you are near the source, you hear a louder sound. If you are far from the source, the sound is less. Okay, and there is a rule between how far you are from the source and how loud you listen the sound. Okay, the intensity is the ratio between power and the surface. So if you are far, the surface becomes larger. Okay, so the intensity becomes littler. Okay, and this is the formula. This is the surface of a sphere when R is the distance between you and the spheres and the sphere. So we can put this in dB scale. Okay, so this is the reference intensity. Substitute this I with this, okay, and multiply and divide by the same quantity. Okay, nothing changes here, only multiply by W and divide by W. And use the feature of logarithm to obtain this. Okay. And in this formula, this is zero only because numerically W0 and I0 are the same number. Okay. This and this are the same. Therefore, this is 1, and as you know, the logarithm in 1 is 0. Therefore, you can put a line on this. Okay, this is the final formula. Okay. And LW is this, okay, is the power level, is the power expressed in dB, minus 11 is this, okay, and this is this. The only thing that changes is that this minus 2, okay. So this is the formula of the level, of the intensity level in a spherical field. Okay. Ok, so a spherical wave is propagating in free field condition if there are no obstacles or surfaces causing reflection. So this formula is true if between the source and the receiver there is nothing, ok, and in this case we are in free field. Okay, until now we have talked about a pulsating sphere, and a pulsating sphere is an omnidirectional source, so it propagates with the same intensity in all the directions. This is not true in general. A common loudspeaker is not an omnidirectional source. Okay, this is a loudspeaker. It propagates, the intensity maybe is stronger in this direction. There is even intensity in this direction, but the main direction is this. So in general, sources are not omnidirectional. In fact, to put this feature inside the formula of free field, you have to add this term, okay, where Q is the directivity factor. Okay, and now we have to see this typical feature of a spherical wave field. The fact that if you double the distance between you and the source, the pressure level decrease of 6 dB. So if you double your distance, the level of pressure decrease of 6 dB. Okay, and this is the part of the formula that describe this thing. Okay. So let's talk about the directivity factor. As I told to you, the fact is that it is common that a source emits with a different magnitude in different direction. The blue is an omnidirectional. The red is a general source when the intensity changes with the direction. So in general the Q factor depends on the angle. You have different Q with different angle. If you change the angle, you have to recalculate the value of Q. It is simply the ratio between the intensity in one direction and the I0, that is the average sound intensity. So the mean intensity of the source. Okay, we talk about directivity index if we put in decibel the value of Q. And as usual, Q depends also on the frequency. So the directivity changes with the angle, but if you fix an angle, it changes also when the frequency changes. And typically, with high frequency, the value of Q is larger. So the high frequencies are more directive. Low frequencies spread inside a room. Instead, high frequency are more directive. You can point someone and the high frequency will go to him. Okay. Let's return on a omnidirectional source. So a source that is emitting the intensity is the same in all the direction. And in this case, the value of Q is 1. Okay? And in this case, the source could be thought as in the air. Okay, it is not on a surface it is floating in the air. In this case, the Q is 1. If you put the source on a table, okay, Q become 2 because this is reflective. The idea is that the source cannot, the intensity is reflected, okay? This intensity is reflected by the plane, by the table, and therefore Q becomes 2. Okay? If you put the source in a corner, Q becomes 4, and if you put the source on an angle, okay, become 8. Okay, and the idea is that if maybe it is in the next slide, when you change Q, so if you put the source in different position. Okay. This number change. Okay, so putting a source in a different position changes the Q value, okay, and this is how Q changes, and changes Q means changing this. So the idea is that using the same source, so the power is the same, the distance between you and the source is the same, but if you change the position of the source, the pressure level could grow up. So this is important when you decide where to place a loudspeaker. Changing the position of a loudspeaker could change how loud is the sound of the receiver because of this. Okay, so if you put a loudspeaker in an omnidirectional loudspeaker in a corner, the Q is 8, therefore this value will be boosted. Okay.